Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. You might have read the headlines in the past couple of days that the Federal Reserve is planning to wind down the Bank Term Funding Program when it's due to expire on March the 11th, literally 2 months away. Michael Barr is the Federal Reserve's Vice Chairman for Bank Supervision, and he has signaled the program is not going to be extended. The purpose of the Bank Term Funding Program was to provide emergency liquidity to banks that needed cash by pledging collateral at the Fed. They could do that at face value for up to a year. This program was implemented in the wake of the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and a few other banks as a way for banks that were experiencing liquidity issues to access cash without having to sell assets that were in the held-to-maturity category. The Fed would hold these as collateral on the balance sheet at their face value. Immediately after the program was implemented, the balance in the program shot up to about $80 billion in emergency lending. This grew slightly during the second quarter, and it settled around $100 billion for much of last year. Well, strangely, the use of the Bank Term Funding Program has grown by nearly 25% since November, and it continues to grow every week, even 4% in the past week. That's very strange for a program that's about to expire, and that has set off alarm bells across the internet with many analysts, myself including, wondering what the heck is going on in the banking system. Is this a sign of further bank distress? In fact, I did an episode on this back in December, asserting that this might in fact be a sign of further distress. Well, if that's the case, then we should be seeing signs of distress in other vehicles that banks could use as well. What is happening at the Fed's discount window? That is, after all, the traditional vehicle for banks to access emergency funds. So if there's distress in the banking system, we should be seeing it at the discount window. We should see use of the discount window rising. But strangely, the use of the discount window seems to be falling, and today it's almost effectively zero. So against the backdrop of rising use of the BTFP, the Fed has signaled that they're shutting it down. So if the banks are needing more emergency credit, what's going to happen on March the 11th? Well, it turns out that an artifact of how the program was conceived has enabled banks to create an interest rate arbitrage using the BTFP to earn additional income at the expense of the Federal Reserve. The facility charges banks a rate equivalent to the market's expectation for where benchmark interest rates will average over the next year with a premium of 0.1%. So it's a fairly attractive rate, but still it was intended to be higher than the current rate. Initially, borrowing was expensive, and investors were pricing in higher rates in the future. Well, the dramatic reversal we've seen in interest rate expectations in the last couple of months has changed the math. And while the Fed offers financing below 5% through this rescue program, it's currently paying banks 5.4% for funds that are parked in reserve at the Fed through the reverse repo facility. So what happens is banks are borrowing from the Bank Term Funding Program at 5% and then putting those excess funds back on deposit at the Fed in the reverse repo facility, earning 5.4. They're essentially making 40 basis points of interest on essentially free money. So imagine you're a mid-sized bank with, let's say, $1 billion of 10-year treasuries on your balance sheet. Those treasuries might be worth less than their face value today as a result of the rise in interest rates. But that doesn't matter. You put those $1 billion of treasuries as collateral with the Fed in the Bank Term Funding Program, and then the Fed gives you a cool $1 billion in cash. Now, you don't need that extra cash, so you put the extra cash on deposit at the Fed in the reverse repo facility for the, let's say, the last 60 days of the Bank Term Funding Program. So you're going to earn 40 basis points of arbitrage interest between the rate you pay and the rate the Fed gives you back. So on $1 billion for 60 days, that comes to $657,000 in interest. Completely risk-free. It's free money. And several banks have clearly taken advantage of this anomaly created by the recent drop in future yield expectations. So I know what you're thinking. Well, if the banks are doing okay and they're not failing, then why is it so difficult to get a decent loan these days? Well, banks are in fact changing the terms in the middle of their underwriting process. So many developers I've spoken with in the last couple of weeks have canceled or at least paused projects because of difficulty in getting adequate financing. Banks have, in many cases, issued term sheets for new projects and then spent weeks changing the terms on the loan. Often those changes are only occurring days before the loan is scheduled to close. See, the fact is, there's so much of the banking system that's happening outside the income statement and outside the balance sheet of each bank that, in my view, it's becoming virtually impossible to determine from the traditional financial reports the true health of a financial institution. And if you're unsure about that assertion, take a look at the financials of Silicon Valley Bank in the fourth quarter of 2022. You'd have a very hard time discerning that this was a bank that was about to go bust. In fact, perform the same exercise for Signature Bank or First Republic or any other financial institution that went bust in the past year. In some cases, it was a digital run on the bank that caused the failure as opposed to any broken fundamentals. So the more I study the banking system, the more I learn that there are layers upon layers of opaque structures that make it nearly impossible to understand without a complete organizational structure diagram of how these pieces link together, and that's not readily available. So as you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.